sleep. When's he ever going to be any fun? All he ever does is eat and sleep.
Yes, eat and sleep. And that's just about all you did, too, when you were a baby.
Madness is back for another week.
Yay!
The Pats didn't win the game last night, but we're still back on the radio.
But we would be anyway, because Kat doesn't like the Pats.
Kat doesn't like the Pats, so just don't say that too loud, Kat, because, you know.
I know. Being on Boston radio and being like...
Yeah, someone could break into the station and beat us up, so...
Okay, I will keep that to myself.
But people didn't seem too angry out there. I guess no one was awake at 6 in the morning, so...
Well, also it was pouring rain, so yeah, people couldn't riot.
Fittingly very rainy last night. There were a lot of sirens going on, though. I don't know if you heard them, but...
No, I passed out.
Definitely heard a couple sirens on my walk back last night, but... The show keeps moving, you know what they say, the show must go on.
Yes.
So we won't dwell on the past, we'll move forward. It's a nice, nice, nice day outside. It's like 40 degrees and it's not rainy and it's not snowy. So maybe you'll get some vitamin D today.
Ooh, my favorite.
Yeah, you never know when you might get a little sunlight, you plants. But we're going to do what we usually do. We might have a special guest coming in this morning, but he also might be sleeping. Probably is sleeping,
probably
we think.
Probably sleeping, yeah.
So... We'll go like we usually go here on Monday Morning Madness. I'm Adam, that's Kat, this is WMFO in Medford, and I feel like all I do is play David Bowie nowadays, but who's complaining, right?
If it broke, ain't broke, don't fix it. There
that's
we go.
That's something like that. All right, let's do it, everyone.
Pulled in just behind the bridge. He lays her down. He frowns. Gee, my life's a funny thing. Am I still too young? He kissed the diamond there. She took his ring, took his babies. It took him minutes, took her nowhere. Heaven knows he'd have taken anything.
All night.
She was a young American. She finds a slinky back upon. He calls as he passes, avoiding my sting. Heaven forbid she's taking the thing. But the freak and his title for nothing. This is a step and cuts his hand. Showing nothing, it swoops like a song. She cries, where have all Papa's heroes gone?
All night.
She wants a young American. These 20 years, do we have to die for the 50 more?
Do you 3 a.m. company. Still swimming in what you said, right here holding my breath. I've read and it's getting late, so why do I feel so lonely? Thank you.
Talking Heads there with Take Me to the River, which, as we know, is an Al Green song, right? Catherine,
yes,
of course we know that.
We all know that, definitely.
A cover of an Al Green song. And so speaking of Al Green and speaking of the calendar that we have here in the studio, yesterday was 10 days until Valentine's Day.
RIP. All right. So if y'all have a significant other, you have a certain number of days in order to plan ahead.
Yeah.
Better make it special.
That's the way it works. Has anyone ever bought for you, Catherine, one of those big teddy bears? Like life-size, or not life-size, but like...
life-size bear?
A human-sized teddy bear?
No. I can't say someone has loved me that much. But what my mom used to always do is she loves those Hallmark singing things. Like
cards that you open up and sing?
Like the stuffed animals that you like press the button and they like move and sing.
Oh, those are terrifying.
My mom loves them. And it's like really cute. So it was just like every Valentine's she would get like me a new one. And I don't know. It was really sweet.
Yeah, that's nice.
So
that's super nice.
My mom has been my Valentine forever.
What a ridiculous holiday though.
And yeah.
I don't know how people, I'm trying to remember how people act on Valentine's Day on campus, whether it's any different, whether young people are like openly PDA about it on Valentine's Day. I don't really remember. I guess because...
Who dates at Tufts?
That's true.
Honestly.
That's true. I feel like everyone on Valentine's Day just mopes around.
Yeah.
But
you're like, why doesn't everyone love me? Yeah.
It's a shame. I don't have any meal swipes this semester, so I can't go into like one of the dining halls and see if they have Valentine's Day desserts.
If they have like heart-shaped chocolate chip
pancakes.
Yeah,
wouldn't that be cute, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, my thing is like, I don't think significant others should wait until like Valentine's Day to love and appreciate each other.
You tell them.
But I do love like the cheesy heart-shaped stuff and like,
yeah.
I don't know, I'm the person that like holiday is just an excuse to have a good day.
Yeah. Oh, that makes sense.
I'm gonna totally eat chocolate. And...
Well, Kat, you seem like the type of gal who on February 15th would make a CVS run and get all of the chocolate.
Oh, buddy.
All on discount.
The thing is, I like tried to do that last year, or it was like after Easter. Mm-hmm. I tried to go like the day after. It was wiped out by like 1 p.m.
Yeah, I don't think you're the only one who likes to do that.
So I have to be better about it this year.
It's kind of wild. They were putting up Valentine's Day stuff on like December 27th this year.
I know.
Like they really just get right to it. I don't know what's after Valentine's Day. Is it Easter after Valentine's Day?
Yes.
I guess it must be. I don't know what else there is.
St. Patrick's Day.
Day. Oh my gosh.
Best day of the
Almost
year.
Almost Shamrock Shake season. Burr, burr, burr. Oh man, yeah, I'm pretty excited for that. Love a good Shamrock Shake. That's gonna get me through the winter.
Yeah. I have never had one.
Really?
Yeah. So
wow.
We should go to McDonald's.
Yeah, you know what we ought to do? One Monday, wake up, instead of waking up at 6, wake up at 5, get a zip car, pop over to McDonald's, get a Shamrock Shake, and then pop back to the studio feeling all crazy from the million grams of sugar in the Shamrock Shake. Have one hell of a show.
Hey guys, we are adults.
All right, kiddos. Kat's on an indie thing today, so...
I am.
We're going to keep indulging her. This is Zella Day, Man on the Moon, with an album that looks a lot of like the album cover of Intervisions. Same color scheme. Interesting. Here we go. Monday Morning Madness on WMFO. Thanks for the suggestion, Kat.
Yeah.
be more. All it was like, there was nothing to pour. Oh, I can't be sure.
Kylie Jenner had the baby.
I know. I don't know. I don't. Part of me was like, I just don't care.
Yeah, yeah. I think I get that too. I was very confused by the whole thing, but I feel kind of better now that it's all done.
Yeah.
And we can stop guessing about it.
Yeah.
Before, while that last song was playing, Catherine and I were talking about people who we know growing up who are getting married and having babies and.
Yeah.
You know, we were just talking about it, getting Shamrock Shakes and, like, doing childish things.
Being super and, excited about that.
And here we are, people who we know are having kids and getting married.
Yeah.
I don't even know. So I'm invited to this wedding in October, and I don't know what I'm supposed to do for it. What do you do when you go to a wedding?
Well, you check the registry.
What is a red? What?
Like, for gifts and stuff. Like, if they have, like, a certain china that they like, they register all of the things that they would want.
You get to ask what people give you?
Yeah.
What?
To make sure you, like,
that's
you don't...
That's not a gift.
Well, to make sure you don't get, like, several... But, I mean, like, you don't have to, like, get them something on the registry, but it just is, like, helpful. It's a way to kind of guide... If you are giving a gift, like, what might be helpful for them?
Wow.
Yeah.
So is this like a big Google Doc? Everyone, like, marks down, like, I'm getting them this?
Not necessarily. They probably should have sent out with the invitation or, like, save the date or something. Like, these are the stores that we have a registry at. So you go to the store and, like, ask them, like, does this couple...
They have a third party.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha.
So it's, like, when couples are, like, registering for their wedding, they'd go to, like... I don't know, Bloomingdale's.
Right.
And, like, go through and, like, beep all of the things that they
wow.
want. Yeah. So that's probably a good step. And then, I don't know, if you have a plus one,
I don't know if I'm allowed, like, can you do that?
Well, I don't know. If you got the invitation and the save the date, they should.
Well, I gotta save the date. I didn't get an invitation.
Okay.
So.
All right. Well, then you should be getting, like, your RSVP card. And then they'll tell you if you have a plus one, and so then you have to figure that out.
Wow.
And then you just dress nice and
And
go.
You get free champagne.
Yeah.
So
I don't know.
Like
I
deal.
Love weddings.
Yeah,
they're
no,
fun.
I mean, I'm sure it'll be fun. I just haven't really ever been to, like, a normal wedding before in my
I
life.
I think it'll be weird because it's someone in your peer group.
Yeah.
It's different when
Trust
it's
me,
like...
Trust me, I know. I feel that way.
Yeah, when it's, like, an older cousin
yeah.
or something.
Yeah.
But now it's going to be like... Wow, we're all the same age.
Yeah, we're
Who's
all getting
next?
Married. Oh my gosh, yeah, catch me in October. Okay, so it's 7:33. We got to play one of these PSAs. Anything you're feeling today, Kat? We could do 60-second pre-diabetes test, my perennial favorite. Or the don't leave the pets outside one because it's cold.
No, I don't want to be sad. Let's do the diabetes.
No, I don't want to do diabetes again. I've already listened to that like 3 times. Texting while driving. So much food. I want to be recycled. Birth control.
Let's do so much food. I think that's a food waste one.
There's a vintage one about cost of living.
Wow, let's do
Let's
vintage.
See what happens. Yeah, come on, this will be fun.
And you will undoubtedly hear it many more times as the days go by. Now, just in case you're hazy on exactly what it means, let me give you a rough idea. It means that the cost of your clothes and food has gone up to a point where the family budget has become somewhat strained. Well, that's one of those things, and you can't be expected to increase the family income. But there are some things you can do to help. For instance, take better care of your clothes. When you come home from school, change into old clothes before you go out to play. Take care of your health, because doctors and medicines are expensive. Eat well, but don't waste. Take your full share, but eat all you take. Try not to ask mother and dad to buy you things you don't actually need. Make the best and the most of what you've got. Try to be more than usually careful of your school equipment, such as paper, pencils, and so forth. Make them last and go as far as you possibly can. Remember that all members of a family must pull together at a time like this. So do your share.
Yeah, we just inadvertently created a really, really smooth little rap beat there.
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
That was nice.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
And now you know, Catherine, don't ask mother and father for things you don't need.
Yeah.
Tick tock.
Wow, that PSA was a lot.
Very, really cuts right to the chase.
Nice
and gets
late
you
capitalism.
Where it hurts.
All right.
All right, well, we were just looking at the weather earlier. It's like 38, 39 right now in Boston, but I'll tell you what, everyone, it is 33 in Philadelphia, so at least in terms of that game, we won this morning. And nice. It's -2 in Minneapolis, so we're winning everywhere.
Wow.
And it's 50 in Las Vegas, and it's -14 in Fairbanks.
Wow.
So don't go to Alaska.
Are you Mr. Worldwide right now?
Mr. Worldwide. Maybe we should play some Pitbull on the radio one week.
I would love to.
In the meantime, here's everybody's favorite band from Philadelphia, Dr. Dog, while we're on this indie kick. I don't know. Why not, right?
Hey.
And we're slow to acknowledge the knots in our laces, odd erases. And we go back to where we moved out to the places, odd erases. I bought it in a can and stirred it with and we
someone wanna take you home. Don't let them. Even when you're on your own, everyone's watching. They don't run your life. They don't understand what's good for you. I know you're not scared.
for a moment. Got these feelings that I'm tired of holding on. Wasn't trying to get wasted. Needed more than three or four to say this, so let me apologize. I'll make up, make up, make up, make up for all those times.
With a little Maroon 5 and who was the other people in that? Chromeo.
If you, I don't know. It's a throwback combination.
Yeah, no, that's, you know, we have no rules here in the station.
I don't know. I was telling Adam, it's one of my go-to walk to class grooves because you can really pick up a power
really
walk.
Really good beat. Yeah. Walk like you have a purpose.
Yeah.
Well, ladies and germs, it's 7:51 and 30 seconds. We're just about to sign off. We've got two more songs lined up for you, and then it's 8 a.m., and then we got to go back to our lives.
Yeah.
I got to go back to sleep.
Yeah. I have to do a problem set. You know, how the universe rolls the
suckers.
Dice.
Yeah, so that's going to be the rest of our Monday morning.
Yeah.
Hopefully the same goes as well for all of you listeners out there, wherever you might be going. Try not to be too sad about the Patriots.
Yeah.
It's okay. There will be next year.
That's the thing, is like, this means nothing.
Yeah, imagine.
And
if you're
franchise.
An Eagles fan, your team has never won ever.
Yeah.
So,
hey,
keep that in mind.
You win some, you lose some.
That's right. All right, everyone. We'll see you next week. We're going to take you out with Just Dance, not by Lady Gaga. It's we're really messing around here. But take you out with that. Then I have some Faces, a little pre-Rod Stewart, Rod Stewart for you.
Well, yeah.
You were listening to Monday Morning Madness on WMFO in Medford, Tufts University's best radio station. Have a lovely one, everyone.
Bye.
We'll see you next week.
Oh, but you bust me. It kills a feeling that I just just gonna explain. Hey, BRB, oh, and I'm in all three. I need a minute to myself to comprehend. Why did I just see through my eyes for me? Cause I can't believe
she's talking to me.
Love sat here just hoping my dreams come true. So are you just dance? Wrap both your arms around my body and dance like you are with nobody. I could not care what anyone thinks. Definitely not after those drinks. I found my weakness in the shape of you. There's a kind of sweetness oozing out of you. What is going on? It's tricky, giving the impression that this isn't